gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, December 7th, 2017. Welcome to Day 322. Donald Trump Jr. cited attorney-client privilege and refused to discuss a phone call he had with his father about how to handle the fallout from his June 2016 meeting at Trump Tower with a Russian lawyer. He told the House Intelligence Committee that a lawyer was in the room during the call. Politico, The New York Times, and The Wall Street Journal say Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the committee, told reporters, quote, "I don't believe you can shield communications between individuals merely by having an attorney present. That's not the purpose of attorney-client privilege," and that, quote, "the presence of counsel does not make communications between father and son a privilege," end quote. NBC News, CNN, and The Washington Post say world leaders called Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel a dangerous and irresponsible and unwarranted step. White House officials acknowledged that the move could temporarily derail the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Several advisors said Trump didn't seem to have a full understanding of the issue and was focused on simply, quote, seeming pro-Israel and making a deal. Israel, meanwhile, thanked Trump for his courageous and just decision. House Democrats will oppose a short-term government funding bill being brought to the floor for a vote today. The Hill and Reuters are reporting that Nancy Pelosi and Democrats don't want a government shutdown, but the GOP budget bill lacks Democratic priorities, including protections for so-called Dreamers, as well as funding for the opioid crisis, hurricane and wildfire relief, veterans issues, and pension protections. The New York Times and Washington Post are reporting that Al Franken announced his resignation from the Senate today. The announcement comes a day after nearly all of the Senate's Democratic women called for Franken to resign, following the report of a sixth woman who charged that he had made an improper advance.
There is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party.
And now to the polls. Quinnipiac says 70% of Americans think Congress should investigate sexual harassment allegations against Donald Trump. 63% disapprove of the way Trump is handling sexual harassment and sexual assault. CBS News says 53% of Americans disapprove of the Republican tax plan. 41% expect their taxes to go up. 76% expect businesses, and 69% expect wealthy Americans to benefit the most. Meanwhile, 64% of Republicans think the GOP tax plan shows that Trump is keeping a campaign promise. And now to the notables. FBI Director Christopher Wray defended the Bureau's integrity during his House Judiciary Committee testimony. The House approved a bill that would ease restrictions for carrying concealed firearms across state lines. Democrats on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee put K.T. McFarland's nomination on hold. Devin Nunes met with Blackwater founder Eric Prince earlier this year despite his recusal from the Russia probe, and the Senate voted to begin the process of reconciling its tax bill with the House version. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.